It's Tuesday, April 15th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, Filipino cocknabbers, plus a walk-in colon, spacious, and a tit groper's defense. All of this, plus a classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's all coming up right here, right now, on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. Have a great show for you today. I'm sorry it's not an extended show like I mentioned yesterday that it would be, mainly because I haven't had internet service in the past 24 hours. They just got it turned back on, and it was fucking Time Warner's fault that it was turned off in the first place because I canceled my cable and wanted my Roadrunner left on because I switched over to the Dish Network, and they just have it all fucked up. And then, because they screwed it up, they even said they screwed it up, they still charged me $55 to turn the fucking Roadrunner back on. I don't understand. Is Don on the phone? I fucking hate Time Warner. I'm so glad I went with the Dish Network for the TV. Ugh, they're really awful. Time Warner is the worst at customer service. I mean, there is way more to this story that I've been dealing with Time Warner for the past week or so. Just them constantly fucking up, but I don't want to bore you. Anyways, got a great show for you today. A classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday. Last week, we did that great story that Corey provided. This week, another great story in Sextastic Tuesday's history. This one is often requested by you guys. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday, on Distorted View. Oh.
One sunny day in the Mushroom Kingdom. This music is gonna get me. Mario and Luigi arrived at the gate to Princess Peach's castle. It's-a me, a Mario! Are we late? Asked Mario. My Italian accent stinks. And I'm part Italian. Luigi looked at the mysterious note they found in their plumber's toolbox. It was signed by Princess Peach and asked the brothers to arrive at the castle at noon sharp. We're right on time, said Luigi. What's next? The giant door opened, and there stood Toad, the princess's loyal retainer. Hey, guys, he said. The princess is waiting for you on the top floor of the castle. You know, that's his voice. All high. Mario and Luigi followed Toad up the winding stairs and through the brick halls until they reached the quaint purple door to Peach's private quarters. Your Highness! They've arrived! Exclaimed Toad as he knocked politely on the door. Peach's voice came through the door.
Thank you, Toad. Please let them in, but do not enter the room yourself.
Mario and Luigi looked at each other puzzled.
As you command, Your Highness, replied Toad.
He turned the brass knob and opened the door, but stood loyally in the hall and motioned for the brothers to enter.
What's going on? Asked Mario.
It's me,
as he leaned into the empty room.
Just come in, please, said Peach innocently.
Suddenly, a net surrounded Mario and Luigi and pulled them up to the ceiling.
Mamma mia! Exclaimed Luigi.
We've been netted!
As they struggled, the smell of chloroform filled the air and all went dark.
Dun, dun, dun.
Scene 2. The brothers came to in the castle basement in an area Mario and Luigi had never seen before.
Chains hung from the walls, and instruments of torture were laid out on a small table.
"We're in trouble now, Luigi,"
wailed Mario, pulling on the thick ropes holding them to the wall.
"Hey, guys."
Mario and Luigi looked over to see Princess Peach. Instead of her trademark pink dress and golden crown, she wore tight black leather, her breasts and pussy exposed, revealing... I can't believe this story is endorsed by Nintendo of America, but it says it right here. Yes, so, instead of her trademark pink frock, she's got her fucking black leather with tits exposed, pussy just hanging out. That's not very princess-like. I wonder what kind of pussy she has. If her snatch is, like, shaven, or maybe she's got that landing strip. Maybe it's dyed to look like a mushroom.
Welcome to the Mushroom Kingdom.
It says right here she's got a petite brown bush, is how it's described. Small cuts and bruises ran down her arms and thighs from self-abuse. Welcome to Sextastic Tuesday, freaks. It's only downhill from here. She leaned over, her pink nipples erect.
Every year, I'm taken from my home, and every year you rescue me. It's time I paid you back for so many years of loyal service.
I like how her voice constantly changes. She was a tranny 20 seconds ago. All right, Peach turned around and leaned over one of the tables, perusing the various rusty blades and whips. Luigi noticed a large butt plug sitting firmly in Peach's ass, a striped raccoon-like tail hanging from it. Nice. Mario 3 reference. Mario leaned over and whispered to Luigi, "We're getting out of this predicament." That's how it was written in the story. This, A-H predicament. Mario reached into his pocket and pulled out a Starman. The brothers placed their palms on it. Instantly, strength flowed through them. Flashing with invincibility, Mario and Luigi broke the ropes and leapt over Peach and onto the table.
"Oh, Mario!"
gasped Peach.
"Your power overwhelms me!"
Dialogue straight from a Cinemax movie. What about me?" asked Luigi, offended. Peach began to fondle her breasts.
"I love you too, Luigi."
Mario stepped in front of Peach and unbuttoned his overalls as Luigi undressed behind her.
"Hurry," she moaned, "before the star power runs out."
In nothing more than his red shirt and hat, Mario grabbed Peach by the back of her head and shoved his flashing cock into her mouth. She groaned as the pain of the invincible cock burned her throat. The flashing light from Mario's star-powered dick illuminated Peach's cheeks from inside her mouth. She groaned again when Luigi thrust his dick into Peach's ass, the power of the Starman searing the insides of her rectum. The princess has a burnt anus. Mario and Luigi began furiously pounding Peach from both ends as tears streamed down her face. She dug her nails into Mario's legs, who felt nothing thanks to the power of the Starman. Peach pointed behind her towards the table of torture devices behind Luigi. Luigi understood. He grabbed a pair of small rusty scissors, oh dear, and began making small cuts on her smooth ass as he shoved his dick harder and harder into her. The small droplets of blood smeared against Luigi's abdomen. "Oh no," said Luigi. He felt his invincibility running out. "Hurry, Luigi," said Mario, pounding harder than ever, violently slamming Peach's head into his fuzzy crotch. Yeah, you know Mario's doesn't trim down there. Peach's nose was bleeding from the impact, covering Mario's dick in bright crimson. Suddenly, Peach let out a muffled scream as Luigi began to fire star-powered cum into her ass. The force of the ejaculation was enough to lift her ass forward, and the powerful jettison of cum into her ass lasted a full minute as Peach wept from the pain. Luigi pulled out just as the flashing invincibility left his body. Dollops of cum shoved out of her... Dollops, what a great word. Dollops of cum shoved out of her bruised asshole. Before Peach could recover, Mario shot his load. Princess Peach grinned through blood and cum.
"We're not done,"
she said as Luigi helped her up. "Princess, I'm a spent," said Mario.
"No, you're not."
She walked over and pulled a large rope hanging from the ceiling, which sounded a distant bell in the castle. Then she whispered instructions into Luigi's ear. Toad, oh no. Poor Toad. Little guy didn't have a chance. Toad came running down the basement stairs.
"Yes, your majesty? What the fuck?"
exclaimed Toad. Toad has a potty mouth. Before him sat his abused princess in tears beside Mario, his dick drenched in blood and semen.
"Mario, you turncoat!"
Luigi tackled Toad from behind. "Hold him down," ordered Peach.
"Your Highness, what are you doing?"
asked Toad as he began to cry. "Don't be a baby, Toad," said Peach. "This is what I want, and it's your duty to obey me." Toad sniffled and nodded. Mario and Luigi tied Toad to a small board and leaned him at an angle against the wall.
"Fuck him while I watch," said Peach.
Well, Princess is demanding. Mario straddled the board, pulled off Toad's little white pants, and forced apart his feet.
"He's too small," said Mario, frustrated.
"Do it," said Peach.
"It'll hurt," said Toad.
But Mario covered Toad's mouth with his gloved hand to shut him up. He pushed against the Mushroom Retainer's tiny asshole with his dick. Muffled screams came through beneath Mario's glove, which caused Mario to squeeze Toad's face even tighter, bruising his small mushroom face. After several grunts and shoves, Mario had managed to get an inch and a half into Toad's trembling ass. Wow, this story really has everything. Gently fucking him at first, but increasing the rate and velocity in each thrust. Peach and Luigi furiously masturbated each other, and soon Peach brought out pieces of broken glass.
What?
Which she used to make fresh cuts into her arm and legs. I love how Princess Peach is a cutter. She'd never been so turned on in her life. Mario thrusts were getting violent now, shoving the plumber's snake further into Toad's guts. With each violent fuck, Toad let out a muffled chirp from beneath Mario's white glove.
"Hurt him,"
said Peach, as she built towards an orgasm. Luigi jerked off silently, happy to finally be with the princess for a change while Mario did the dirty work. Mario started slapping Toad very hard with the back of his hand, pacing himself with each thrust. Toad could do nothing but spit blood with each blow. Blood and shit was oozing from the poor retainer's ruined asshole. How descriptive. Peach stood up, tapping Luigi and pointing at Toad. Luigi nodded and walked over, straddling Toad's head and shoved his dick into Toad's bleeding mouth.
"Oh my god,"
said Luigi. The blood was warm and sticky on his cock, and Toad's tiny throat felt so tight. Toad choked and coughed blood out of his nose as Luigi began thrusting deep into his throat. I love how this has turned into rape porn featuring Toad. Mario was several inches into Toad now, fucking freely, and Luigi managed to get half his dick down into the esophagus of the little fungoid. Peach began making small cuts into Toad's arm and chest, softly humming to herself and fingering her clit. She lapped some of the blood off of Toad's chest and giggled. Peach took a few steps toward the wall and jumped. There was an invisible coin block.
"I've been saving this,"
she said. Out of the metal block came an orange and red super mushroom. She brought it over to Mario.
"You know what to do with this, don't you?"
Toad lifted his head and saw the mushroom. He hyperventilated in a panic and began to struggle. Mario held the mushroom and smashed it into his dick. At that moment, his cock suddenly grew 3 times in size. Toad screamed an inhuman scream as his flesh was stretched and his insides were ripped apart. Mario began to fuck Toad's torn flesh, blood and shit leaking everywhere. Peach started biting off chunks of Toad's skin and cutting her breasts with the knife, and Toad's body stretched further and further apart as Mario's gigantic super dick tore a path through him.
"No!"
yelled Toad as Mario made the final thrust. Gallons of mushroom-powered cum flooded through his insides, and his tiny body finally gave and suddenly exploded, each half blown apart and splashing onto the stone dungeon floor in a bloody mess of cum-soaked entrails.
"Yes!"
exclaimed Peach as a violent orgasm shook her body. She collapsed onto the cummy remains of Toad, savoring the thick, oozy puddles of cum, blood, and shit that covered the greasy dungeon floor. Luigi laughed and played with his limp dick. The end. Wow.
There you go, Sextastic Tuesday for April 15th, 2008. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effective news right now. Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com is the web address. You get full access to every single episode of the show, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, video cast, and so much more. Starting in the month of May, paying members will get all 5 episodes a week. Non-paying members will only get 3 to 4 new episodes a week. So it pays to be a member. Superfreaksideshow.com. First story we have for you today, a Subway sex offender with a 57-page rap sheet brazenly claimed on Sunday that pretty women should expect to get groped on trains.
Thank you so much, Mr. Fuck, for saying what needed to be said.
I agree. Women, stop flashing your shit around. You're just asking for this to happen. Quote, when there's this many attractive women in the city and on the subways, don't they know this will happen? Asked Freddie Johnson in a disturbing jailhouse interview. Johnson, 49, insisted he's never hurt anyone, even though he's been arrested 53 times in a quarter-century-long fondling spree in the subway. I've never been violent, said Johnson, who's being held at Rikers Island, after cops caught him in the act again last week. At most, this is disorderly conduct. I would never hurt anyone. The serial pervert's most outrageous defense? Plenty of guys are trying to feel up women on crowded trains. I'm not the only one, he said. I like this guy. He's a straight shooter. This dude was busted on Wednesday after allegedly rubbing against a woman on a northbound number 6 train. The state attorney general's office had argued that Johnson suffers from a mental defect.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
I think it's a different kind of defect. And he was too much of a risk to release, even if placed on strict lifetime supervision. But acting Manhattan Supreme Court Justice William Wetzel disagreed and put Johnson on lifetime parole when the sicko was freed March 25th after a 4-year jail stint. Johnson said his descent into sex addiction began in 1982 after he watched a man rub against a woman on a city subway train. After the assault, he said the man dashed off the train and the woman continued on unfazed. I was curious, he said. Even as he justified his creepy spree, Johnson claimed he's doing his best to curtail his touchy-feely ways. As part of his lifetime parole, Johnson was required to meet a strict 7 p.m. curfew and avoid drugs, porn, criminals, and children under 18 years of age. He was also supposed to keep off trains, a ruling he admits ignoring. I'm trying not to do it, the 6-foot, 227-pound Johnson said in a hushed voice. I'm trying to learn better. The second story we have for you today comes from the Philippines. A housewife cut off her husband's penis while...
crazy ethnic people!
It's another installment of those crazy ethnic people. Why can't everyone be white? A housewife cut off her husband's penis while he was sleeping in their house to ensure his fidelity. Like, I get it, you know, you're gonna cut off your husband's penis so he can't, you know, fuck around, but he also can't fuck you. Unless, of course, you saved his cut-off penis and fashioned some sort of strap-on device for him. Still, I don't think he's going to enjoy the act anymore. Yes, police officer Roly Lapada, something, said 37-year-old Lenly Babado had long suspected that her younger husband was having illicit affairs, prompting her to cut off his organ while he was sleeping. Lapada, or whatever, said neighbors rushed to the screaming victim and took him to a hospital near Manila. Bayabado, or whatever the hell her name is, underwent several hours of operation so his organ could be reattached. Hospital sources said there was no assurance he would still be able to perform sexually. Final story we have for you today, it comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
I'm going to preface this by saying it was a slow news day. The story comes from Orlando, Florida. A giant 20-foot-long replica of a human colon will be in Orlando. Of course it will. Naturally, a 20-foot-long human colon will be somewhere in Florida, presenting cancer information for people who walk through it. I wonder if it will be like Disney's Hall of Presidents. The Colon Hall, with animatronic sphincters and shit. Literally, animatronic shit. I mean, if you need information about colon cancer, pick up a goddamn book. You don't need to walk through one. The freest one. I want to witness the sights and smells of a human colon. Check out the human colon exhibit in Orlando, Florida. Smells like rectum. This colon is as big as a whale, and it's about to set sail. Hi, I'm Fred from the B-52s. I'm here to remind you to get your yearly colon screening.
Make sure your love shack is squeaky clean! Oh! Yes, the free display will give visitors a close-up view of a healthy colon, various stages of colon cancer, and signs of colon diseases like Crohn's and colitis. Please, sounds like a fun day. Let's take the kids. Please, people will also receive information about cancer screening, prevention tips, risk factors, nutrition, and more. Who is going to take time out of their day to walk through a giant colon, really? The exhibit is on loan from the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation. The foundation's traveling colon tunnel promotes screening for cancer that's 90% curable when detected early. Colon cancer is the nation's second deadliest cancer. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All righty, let's check in with my freaky dickies.
Hey, Tim, this your girl, Lil J, and this little girl right here ain't scared of nobody. So if you got anything to say, you can say it to my motherfucking face or hit me up on my motherfucking MySpace. I ain't scared, because this little bitch right here will fucking kill your ass, nigga. And if you want a bump, let's go, because I ain't scared of y'all motherfuckers. All right, later.
Very
oh, yeah.
Nice.
For more biblical hilarity, check out thebricktestament.com.
Oh, yes.
Lego hilarity.
Yes, everyone's aware of the Brick Testament, right? The guy recreates Bible scenes with Legos.
Hey, Tim. I don't know if you guys talked about this on the show yet or whatever, but the college campus where I live, I guess we had a couple students die in a house fire, and then the assholes from the God Hates Fags Westboro Baptist Church actually came up to our town saying that God sent the fires.
Well,
anyway, you know, we had this big counter-protest, and I just wanted to tell you about the sign I made for the counter-protest. It had Fred Phelps, the leader of the Westboro Baptist Church,
yes,
with his head on a gay porn star's body.
Sexy.
Flat out naked. Awesome. And then I took that picture and put it onto a poster that his granddaughter was holding up saying, you know, God hates sex or whatever. So it was his granddaughter holding a picture of him naked, you know, and so I was holding that sign in turn. And you know what? The cops took it. So, yeah.
Well,
fucking
good
cops.
Effort.
Love the show, Tim.
I don't understand. Oh, but
by the way, change the fucking answering machine message. Like, you sound just like shit, seriously.
Really? I don't know how to do it now. I think I forgot how to change the message.
Tim, you idiot. You did the little September 11th, April 11th blah.
I know.
Thing like a year or two ago.
I know.
I believe December 11th, and I believe you've also done it on a November 11th.
November 11th. I'd never forget.
A little old. You keep reusing some of your old material. I still love you, but you gotta listen to some older episodes and remember what you've done already.
Why would I want to listen to my own shit? I forget half the shit I do anyways. I do remember doing the September 11th thing before, though. I think it's funny.
Tim, our plans have been discovered. Flee immediately.
All right.
It's an Asian boy.
The Jew thing? The I'll get you Jews? Is that what it's...
Tim, our plans have been discovered. Flee immediately.
The Jews are on the offensive now.
It's an Asian boy. Yeah, I know. I got a secret for you, Tim.
All right.
No, so listen carefully. My balls are itchy.
Mm.
And my gooch is pretty itchy, too. And yes, I just wanted to let you know that. And I just want to comment how I love your show. I'm actually a new listener.
Aww.
And I'm going to subscribe to the sideshow.
Excellent.
Once I actually cash in my paycheck.
Yes.
And I'm pretty lazy right now. I'm just, like, chilling.
Well,
like,
chill. It's your balls. Do what you need to do. Take care of business. TCB.
Tim, Sean, about 5 minutes and 56 seconds into the 4408 show, someone might have pointed this out, but the Cokehead 70s porno girls, about at that time, as one gets force fucked, the other one utters the sweet, sweet words.
Jigoo!
Oh, we'll have to go back and check that out. Another jigoo!
Tim, do you know what the fuck is going on, period? Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, get the fucking thing together, fuck you.
Thank you, Lily Tomlin, checking in. Masculine voice. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God. Oh, Mario, your power overwhelms me. Vote for us at Podcast.io. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. And we will see you back tomorrow with a big Wednesday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.